This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas has released a third group of hostages as part of a truce deal, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
At the Rafah border crossing with Egypt, Red Cross vehicles are passing as they help transfer a number of hostages out of Gaza. They're among 17 hostages set free by Hamas militants in a third set of releases under a temporary ceasefire. While a few of them left through Egypt, some were handed over directly to Israel, where they'll reunite with loved ones after weeks in captivity. A fourth exchange is scheduled during the final day of the four-day truce between the enemies, and in total, 50 hostages and 150 Palestinian prisoners are being released. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
U.S. President Joe Biden has confirmed Abigail Edan, a four-year-old American girl held hostage by Hamas after her parents were killed, has been released as part of the ceasefire deal in the Israel-Hamas war. The president told reporters Sunday Abigail is safely in Israel.
Thank God she's home. A little, I guess, can't imagine the enjoyment and the I wear to hold her.
She was the first American hostage to be released under terms of the ceasefire. More than 200 people were taken to Gaza from Israel in the October 7th attack by Hamas that touched off the war. An estimated 50,000 demonstrators against anti-Semitism marched in London on Sunday to protest a rise in hate crimes against Jews since the attack by Hamas militants on Israel in October and Israel's subsequent bombardment of Gaza. Protesters carried placards bearing messages. Others showed the faces of Israeli hostages